Good morning. We're picking up in the Chayadim Klal Nun Gimel, and we did Simon Beis. The Chayadim made a list of various different plants, which the root is edible, and that's what you eat. And he spoke about the carrots, etc. One of the things he spoke about is horseradish roots. So in the Nishmas Adam, he quotes that Eliyahu Rabbah is concerned that the Bracha and Chrein is not supposed to be Hadama, it's supposed to be Shahakol. They're not really right to eat. It's not something which a derech is to eat. So he says, well, we find a case like this, that you have something which is not right to eat, and you cook it and make it in a way that it's edible, and the bracha is it's appropriate bracha. It's not a Shahakol. He says, what do you mean? I just said in the previous simon, if the plant is in its immature stages, and then you cook it in honey, the bracha is a shahakol, because it's not edible. And here I'm saying something which is not edible as is. You can't eat crane as is. People do not eat crane as is. And you cook it, and the bracha is rapi adoma. He says now that's not doesn't bother him, because over here, this is the plant. This is the pre-hodama. The only problem is it's not really edible or usable, so I can find a way to make it usable. Before, since it's still in its immature stage, it hasn't really reached this state of being the pre-hodama because it's not fully grown yet. So that's why over there, the cooking of the honey can't upgrade it and give it the bracha of give it the bracha of a bre pri adoma or bre pri eitz, but over here it could. Now, interesting that this question, what is the appropriate bracha to say in Chrein? Mishnah Berurah grapples with this. Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Pesach grapples with the correct bracha on Chrein that really should be a shahakol. So therefore, he talks about a scenario where a person did not have something for a karpas. And the halacha is in your situation for karpas, you can use the morer in place of the karpas. So he questions, what bracha should you make on the chrein? If you're using chrein for your morer, you have no karpas, you're using the chrein for the karpas, what should the bracha be? So he says, arguably, the bracha should be a shahakol. Or maybe since the mitzvah of the nighttime is to eat it, and so the Torah gives it a chashivus, and therefore the bracha is upgraded to ho'adama. He brings an opinion and says, you don't make any bracha at all. That's incorrect. Because even though nobody would eat chrein by itself, since you eat it, they would use it as a dip, and they did use it as a dip together with some other things, and they would use it in a dip together with bread. So that's enough to give it a status of an oichel, that the bracha is, there is definitely a bracha. Not, there's no bracha at all, but the bracha, would, based on that alone, would be a shahakol. And only the sewara of the mitzvah element would upgrade it to adama. And he's masupik about that. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says that the correct bracha on Karein is going to be, if a person would eat Karein by itself, the correct bracha on that would be shahakol, not hadama, misafik. So, another example which that Mishnah Berurah does not talk about in the context of the mitzvahs of the night of Pesach is what's the bracha on parsley. Parsley nowadays is not something which is eaten. It's not really royal achila. People use parsley in a mixture to flavor a soup. And or a garnish, but it's not really eaten. I mean, a person will sort of after the flavor has been imparted, if you remove the parsley, the soup will not be any better or worse. So it's not compared to the case of the chrein, which you dip the bread in the chrein, and therefore it gets a bracha. So that's over there. Your goal is to actually eat the chrein, and even over there, the bracha is a shahakol. Over here, arguably, this is less. So there's a good argument to say the bracha on parsley, if a person would use parsley for karpas, the bracha would be shahakol, not brei pri adoma. So therefore, if somebody does not have the minhag to use parsley for karpas, I would recommend not using parsley for karpas as an option, because it's questionable what is the correct bracha on parsley. And therefore, in order to avoid the shiloh, a person should not use parsley for karpas unless he has a specific minhag to do so. Have a good day.